Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Mike, are you ready for this show?
Yeah, I'm ready for it, Terry. Like, hey, I've been waiting for this one for a while, so let's get this thing started, I guess. This top 10 hot fire. That's the name of my list, the hot fire list. So, yes, I'm ready for this one.
You got to bring some fire for Mike.
Got to bring some fire for sure.
All right. Well, let me welcome those in the chat room. Amazon Princess, Anita Ross, Bonnie Fan Carol, Cecil Ramirez. Thank you all for hanging out with us. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. We have a great two-hour show planned for you. Mike and I will be revealing our top 10 smooth jazz picks for each for the major artists and the indie artists.
Okay.
If you would like to join us.
Before you get to the chat room and thing, and the call, and let them know the rules, too, because, you know, we know that a lot of artists have been hitting us up now, so we got to let them know the rules.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to tell the rules?
I'm going to tell the rules. Okay, now, you can give us the phone number that they can call in on and let us know their top 10 or their number one pick for this year. So give them the number, I guess.
Okay. All right. We encourage you and would love to hear from you who your favorites were this year. 646-716-5485. You can also join us in the chat room now. Our TalkingSmoothJazz.com is down for maintenance. So the way to come into the chat room through BlogTalkRadio.com is to go to BlogTalkRadio.com/talking-smooth-jazz. That will bring you to the profile page, and from there you will click on the play chat button underneath the top 10 show, and that will bring you into the chat room.
Okay.
All right, Mike, go ahead.
Okay. Now, the rules of this top 10. We've been getting a lot of calls from managers, artists, everybody. Vote for me. Hey, where am I on your top 10? Am I qualified? Okay, this is it right here. In order for you to be on our top 10 list, you had to be an artist that we've interviewed. Like me and Terry said from yesterday's show, Paul Brown, Norman Brown, all these guys that, you know, you guys like and love that did reach CD this year, they're not going to be on the list because we didn't interview them. That's one thing. The second thing is, I know we interviewed over 114 artists this year. So in order to, you know, a lot of these artists we interview, sometimes they'll have a CD that's 1 or 2 years old, but, you know, we just interviewed them because you guys never heard of them. We give them exposure, what have you. But this list is primarily of people that released that had a release in the calendar year of 2010, not December of 2009, November 2009, or what have you. It's from January 1st, 2010 to now, to the end of this year. So that's how we've done it.
Anita wants to know, why are there rules?
Tell me, because you have to, because we know that some people are very, very, you know, fickle about, like, just like Curl, you know, I mean, Bonnie James, you know, he released this CD, I think, in the fall of 2009. He doesn't qualify, even though we interviewed him already. And some people we may have, you know, looked at or wanted to vote for, but they had a CD that came out in 2009 that we've interviewed this year. And I know that some people may go back and look it up. So we don't want to make somebody mad and they go back and say, hey, man, this CD shouldn't have been on because they had, you know, it was in 2009 when the CD came out, you know. So me and Terry, we went through all of the candidates, made sure that they had a release in the calendar year of 2010. We had to do that because some people that we did choose at first, we went back and found out that they had released their CDs in 2009.
Right. Yeah. Right. And Miss Bonnie Fan Carroll, she's still highly upset because
I know she upset.
Mr. James is not on the list. Sorry, Bonnie, but sorry, Jay Carroll, but you know what? He's releasing a CD next year, 2011. So you know, there's another list coming up then. All right. Okay, so before we reveal our list, we would like to reveal the list of Smooth Jazz News Magazine, their top 10, and JazzTracks.com top 10. So from Smooth Jazz Magazine, their top 10 CDs for 2010, number 10 was Tom Grant, Delicioso. Number 9 was Walter Beasley, Back At You. Number 8 was David Benoit, Earth Glow. Number 7, Ollie Silk, All We Need. Number 6, Dave Koz, Hello Tomorrow. Number 5, Jonathan Butler, So Strong. Number 4, Joaquin Joyner. Number 3, Brian Culberson, 12. Number 2, 4Play, Let's Touch the Sky. And their number 1 pick was Jeff Lober's Now Is the Time. Okay, that was from Smooth Jazz News Magazine. Okay, so from JazzTracks.com, number 10 is Norman Brown, Sending My Love. Number 9, Mark Antoine, My Classical Way. Number 8, Paul Brown, Love You Found Me. Number 7, Jeff Lober, Fusion, Now Is the Time. Number 6, Kenny G, Heart and Soul. Number 5, Mindy Hebert in Hi-Fi Stereo. Number 4, Dave Koz, Hello Tomorrow. Number 3, 4Play, Let's Touch the Sky. Number 2, David Benoit, Earth Glow. And their number 1 pick, Chris Stanring, Blue Bolero.
Okay.
So that was from JazzTracks.com. Mm-hmm. All right. So Mike and I are going to start. Yes,
for definitely. Next year. Yeah. Okay. I've already been on the show, but yeah. Okay.
Yes. All right, Mike. So we're going to start with our top 10 picks each for major artists, and we're going to play their music as well. Okay, Mike, so do you want to go first?
Well, let's let the fans decide. Let's do the major list first because I know everybody wants to know who we pick out for the indie artists because, you know, we specialize in, new up-and-coming artists, so we're going to kind of keep them waiting for the indie artists. Let's go into the major artists first. Yeah, so my number 10 pick for the major artists, my number 10 pick is Terry Mark Anton. I liked his A Classical Way, very nice CD, nicely done. So that's my pick for the number 10 on the major list is Mark Anton.
All right, and my number 10 was also Mark Antoine. I love the way I love his interpretation of his classical song. So I picked him as well. So we have two songs from that CD, Caprice and Dreamer, and I'm going to play those for you now. From Mark Antoine's My Classical Way, the first song is Caprice. Thank you. right. That was Dreamer from Marc Antoine's My Classical Way CD, and before that was Caprice from the same CD. So that was our number 10 pick.
Number 10. Okay,
all right.
No, I want to let everybody know, too, that me and Terry, we in no way had an influence on each other's picks. I just sent her my picks today. So we didn't know about each other's picks until today.
I was very surprised by Mike's order. I was very surprised by his order. So
I'm bringing fire. That's why I'm bringing the fire. Okay, you had to add fire on my list. So we're gonna get into. But let's do the number. Let's do it like 10 for each. Going up the list from the major to the independent. You wanna do it like that? And just going up to number one. Instead of going from 10 from 1 on the major, then start on the indie side. So let's go into our indie side on the number 10 spot. You want to do that?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you go first. What's your number 10 pick on the indie side?
My number 10 pick was Randy Jacobs, The Return of Randy Dynamite.
Randy is
a killer on that guitar. He just kills it. And he was one of my favorite interviews this year as well. He came on and he was fun. He played the guitar for us, and I had a great time with him. And the story about the song Trixie Get Down Off the Table was hilarious. That was hilarious to me. So I like the CD. So my number 10 pick on the indie side is Randy Jacobs, The Return of Randy Dynamite.
Okay, all right. Cool. And, in my number 10 pick, I actually had a tie, Terry. I had a tie. I had a hard time choosing number 10. I mean, it was odd. So for my number 10 pick, I actually picked two artists. The first artist is Kyle Wolverton. I love his CD. CD is very, very nice. And the second guy I picked was Nicholas Cole. We just interviewed young Nicholas, two, 3 weeks ago, and his CD is very nice. And, I like, Cal's playing, and I love Nicholas on the keys. And Nicholas kind of reminds us of a certain keyboardist, and I was like, the reason why I got him down so low because I'm like, he sounds just so much like Brian that I couldn't really rate him higher. I'm like, once Nicholas really gets into, more CDs and gets into a longer career, he'll start to really establish a identity for his own self. Right now, it's kind of like he sounds like Brian, and he just sounds too much like Brian right now. But I love the CD. Everything is good about it. Hot, it's fire. So let's get into the music.
Okay, so you have number 10, Kyle Wolverton, and Nicholas Cole. You're tying those two, and then my number 10 is Randy Jacobs. So I'm going to start with Randy Jacobs. This is from his The Return of Randy Dynamite. This is Love You Back. Thank you. That man is a beast on that guitar. Oh, my God, he is so, so good. And remember, Mike, when we asked him who was on playing the saxophone and he kind of gave us a quiz, he made us kind of like guess who it was. Remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember who it was?
No, I do not.
It was Hughes Groove.
Yeah, it was Hughes Groove.
Okay, Mike's number 10 pick on the indie side was Kyle Wilkinson.
High fire.
This is from his Soul Groove CD. It's called Outstanding.
About
17-year-old Nicholas Cole from his debut CD, A Journey of One. Before that was Kyle Wolverton from his Soul Groove CD with Outstanding, Dennis Clark on vocals. And before that, my number 10 pick for the indie side, Randy Jacobs with the return of Randy Dynamite with the song Love You Back. All right. All right, so for those of you in the chat room, if you would like to post who your favorite CD for the year or your favorite song for the year, do that, and we'll, you know, let everyone know what your choice is. If you would like to call in and tell us who your favorite CD was this year or favorite songs, you can give us a call at 646-716-5485. All right, Mike, number nine. Major side.
Okay, number nine on the major side, I'm going with Brian Simpson with South Beach. I really love the CD. So Brian Simpson is a great, great keyboardist, and we've had him on the show, and, you know, we talked to him. Actually, that was a show where we had some difficulties with the call line and everything, and we still made it through, and it's Brian Simpson, number nine, South Beach.
Okay. My choice for number nine is David Benoit, Earth Glow CD. I like this CD, and I chose the song Wheels Chill to play on that. So we're going to go first with Brian Simpson's from his South Beach CD, excuse me, with the title track.
Thank you.
Two great keyboardists right there. Two great keyboardists. That was David Benoit from his Earth Glow CD, and the name of that song was Wheels Chill. Before that was Brian Simpson, the title track from his South Beach CD. Two great keyboardists right there. All right. Okay, so Anita has posted in the chat room her picks. So let me read off her picks. She has chosen Brian Culberson's 12, All We Need by Ollie Silk, Pushing the Envelope, Gerald Albright, and Boney Fan Carol, A Tribute to Michael Jackson by Bob Baldwin. It's a good CD. And Miss Ricky Diamonds, Jonathan Fritzen, Eric Darius on a Mission, MP3, Mike Phillips, and Love, Life, Soul by Jeff Sparks, Paul Jackson Jr. No, that came out in 2008. Sorry about that one. And Mindy Hebert in Hi-Fi Stereo from Amazon Princess. And she said her favorite album, my favorite album from her since Come As You Are.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, cool.
All righty.
Okay, so we're up to number eight now.
Okay.
Okay, so number eight on my major side, I got the Young Gunner, Jakeem Joyner, like I said, his self-titled CD, Jakeem Joyner. I think, you know, I've got all of Jakeem City, you know, Baby Soul and all of, so this one by far, I think, is one of the best, is his best one. And like I said, he's really progressed, and he's a great sax player, and there's going to be some good things for Jakeem. So I picked Jakeem Joyner as number eight on my major side.
Well, now, you're moving ahead, Mike, because number nine for the indie side. Who was your choice for number nine?
Oh, I don't gave up. Okay. Well, no, I thought I did that. I thought I didn't do that. You know what? I did.
No,
I
you did not.
Did
you're moving ahead.
I did that.
No,
okay,
you did
well,
not.
Well, I am so sorry.
All right.
You know, people. Okay, number nine. Okay, number nine on my indie side. I'm moving in. Number nine on the hot fire list is Ron Otis, drummer Ron Otis. I love this CD. I love, you know, everything about this CD. It was hard to put him in number nine, but, you know, I had to put him in number nine based on who else I got on the list. So, Ron Otis, number nine. Ooh, I had to move that. Sorry.
Okay. I chose Patrick Yandel on the indie side for number nine for his CD, The Window. I like that very much. So, those are my picks. So, let's see here. Number nine, Ron Otis from his Upfront CD. This is Take Time. Thank you. All right, that was Patrick Yandel from his The Window CD, and that was To the Left. And before that was drummer Ron Otis from his Upfront CD with Take Time. Okay, Mike, since you revealed your number
eight.
Your number eight on your major list? Okay, so your number eight is Joaquin Joyner. Yep. All right, my number eight is Nils for the What the Funk CD. And, yeah, I like that one. I like that one a lot. So now let me just say that, you know, we have a lot of music here, and we're going to play as many of these songs as we can, but we may have to skip some music just so we can get through all of the list. So we're going to try, you know, we're going to get in as many as we can, and then if we have to skip some, we'll have to skip some. But at least you guys will know who we are, who we're talking about. All right, so
Yeah, you skip my Joaquin team because I know we're running out of time. So skip my Joaquin team song and just go into yours, and we're going to finish this thing done. Cause I'm ready to get the number one.
So crazy.
I'm ready to get the number one, okay?
All right, so from Nils, What the Funk CD, this is Jumpstart. Thank you. All right, that was guitarist Niels from his What the Funk CD with Jumpstart. Love Niels. I love the song. There's a couple of songs on his Ready to Play CD, Catnap and Last Night. Oh, love those songs. Love, love, love them. All right, Mr. Mike, let's see. My number 7 on the major side is Jeff Lober's Now is the Time CD. And then my number 6 is Gerald Albright's Pushing the Envelope.
Okay, cool. And my number 7 on the major side is Walter Beasley. We interviewed Walter, and it so happens that Walter released 2 CDs out this year, Back At You and the live DVD, the live CD and everything. So Walter Beasley was my number 7, and my number 6 was Eric Darius on a Mission for the major.
Yay! Yay, yay, yay. Okay, I have to play Eric's song. I have to play that. I chose Uptown Swagger from his On the Mission CD. about Hot Fire. Oh,
yeah.
That whole CD is good. Oh, my gosh. That is such a good CD. Such a good CD. On a Mission by Eric Darius. Yes. All righty. Let's see. We are at number 5, 4.
Now let's let everybody know that we pushed up. We've moved on to the major list because we're running on time. We didn't really calculate how much the song was going to play and everything, and you know, so we're trying to move along to get everybody in and get some good music in. And I know it's already 11:05 on the East Coast, so we want to stick to the major list and then go back to number. We left off at number 8 on the indie list. So
right, okay.
Okay. Great.
All right. So who's number 5 for you on major list?
Number 5, the city number 5 is Gerard Albright's Pushing the Envelope. I love the city. It's
okay,
Gerard Albright. So, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. And number 5 for me was Walter Beasley, Live in the Grove. So see how we kind of switched that around from you and I, different choices. Okay. Number 4 for me was Eric Darius on a Mission, and he was number 6 for you. And so who's number 4 for you?
Number 4 for me was Jeff Lober's Now Is the Time. I love the CD. When I say I love the CD, and I had a hard time choosing between him and my number 3 pick. So on which order they should be, 3 or 4. So it's Jeff Lober.
Okay. All right. Now, your number 3 pick is?
My number 3 pick is Brian Culberson's 12.
Okay. And you chose the song Feeling It off of that CD. So I'm going to play that one. Number 3.
Hey, Brian.
What's up?
Yo, man, I brought my guitar, man.
Okay, Sinbad.
Can I play? Can I play something? I'm going to play anyway, all right?
Okay.
Huh?
Wow.
I'm going to do it again. Watch this.
All right.
That's all I got, man.
Woo.
That's all I got.
That's hot.
Huh. All right.
Later.
I want more money.
All right, now. Thank you.
somebody. I brought my bike. This is fun, but I need $25.
All right, girl.
Sinbad.
All right. Yeah, I think that, you know, everybody knows that I think that song, that that's a PC thing with Chuck Brown. So I had to get some Chuck Brown up in there with Brian Culberson.
All right. All right. Now, I did mention my number three. My number three is Will Downing's Love, Lust, and Lies, an audio novel. Was my number three. Your number two, Mike, is?
Will Downing's Love, Lust, and Lies. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that CD. Very nice CD. I love the way he did it with the, with the novel type
the
thing
conversation.
Going into it. Yes. Very, very nice. Very nice. Love it.
Okay. My number two was Wyman Tisdale's The Funk Record. And your number two?
And my number two was the Will Downing. That's what you said, the Will Downing. Yeah.
Will Downing. Right. See? Okay. So I have to play Wayman. I have to play something from Wayman's funk record. So I'm going to play Let's Ride.
Let's Ride. Dipping into this groove, I can't. Yeah, I've been slipping, cause I've been pimping this funky move. I love it. Hit me, sucker. Let's
right. Wayman.
Yes,
sirree. The
yes,
funk record. I love that.
Now, that's some funk right there.
Yes, and sir, now we went into both our number twos. Now, we're up to number one on the major list. We don't have to play no more Wayman, because, ladies and gentlemen, the Wayman Tisdale funk record is my number one record of the year. Hands down, the best CD out this year. I mean, I love the funk, the 70s, the groove, the head bobbing, hand snapping. Everything about this record is just funky, and it just rocks. I love it. Love it. Better than anything out this year.
Yes. And there, I want to mention that in February, there is a fundraiser happening in Los Angeles for the Wayman Tisdale Foundation. For more information on that, you can go to the Wayman Tisdale Fundraiser.blogspot.com. That's the Wayman Tisdale Fundraiser.blogspot.com. And you can find out more information on the fundraiser. Also, if you do not have the funk record, which you need to buy, definitely have to have that one in your collection. If you buy the record and take a picture of yourself with the CD and receipt and email it to thejazzgypsy@gmail.com, she will send you a Betty Grace Minor poster that she's creating for the Wayman Tisdale fundraiser. If you don't know who Betty Grace Minor is, you need to check her out. Her website is called the Minor Works of Art, M as in Mary, I-N-E-R, Works of Art. This woman does phenomenal, phenomenal artwork for the jazz world. So she will be creating a poster for the Wayman Tisdale fundraiser. And again, if you buy the funk record, take a picture of yourself with the CD and the receipt and send it to thejazzgypsy@gmail.com, she will send you one of Betty's posters free of charge. All right. So it's no secret, I guess, that my number one pick
on
the major side was Brian Culberson's 12. Love it. That was my number one pick. Definitely. All right. Okay, Mike. Now, we left off at number 8 for the indie side, so let's go through 8 through 6, and then we will play, 5 through 1. All right, so my number 8 for the indie side is Tony Exum Jr. for Finally, his Finally CD.
Yes.
Okay,
my number 8 CD is Marcus Johnson's This Is How I Rock. Like I said, nice CD, his covers that he chose were very well selected. And it's a funky, nice CD, grooving CD. I like that. So Marcus Johnson, This Is How I Rock is my number 8 pick.
They're making fun of me in the chat room. Yeah, whatever, y'all. Okay. Number 7 for me was saxophonist Jeanette Harris for her Saxify CD. I love her music. I love the way she plays the saxophone, and her Saxify CD is really, really good. So that was my number 7 pick.
Cool. All right. My number 7 pick is my man Tony Exum Jr. for Family. Tony's a hot, new up-and-coming, new generation artist. We up next. So Tony Exum Jr., Family is a hot CD, and definitely go pick that up. Definitely pick up Family.
Okay. My number 6 pick is Rodney Taylor for Can I Blow for You.
Wow.
He does a version of My Prerogative that is just killer. If we have enough time, I'm going to play that one. But that is my pick for number 6, Rodney Taylor's Can I Blow for You.
Wow. My number 6 pick is Jeanette Harris, who you've already mentioned, Saxify. Like I said, I love the CD, very nicely done. Jeanette, she plays very well. It looks good doing it. That woman looks good.
Golly.
Yes, indeed. I mean, if I could move her up a little further because of her looks, she would be number 1. But, hey, right now, she's number 6 on me, so.
Okay. All right. Now, Mike and I picked the same artist for number 5. and that is Mark Harper, the Mark Harper Project.
Yeah.
This CD is so, so good. It is so good. I'm going to play one of my favorites on this CD, and there's, gosh, the whole CD I really enjoy, is One Less Bell. And, Mike, you like At Sunset.
Yeah, but we can just play one and just move on up to number four.
Okay.
I didn't want to get, because we just play and get, like, the Mark is nice, so he only going to get one right now. So you play that one.
All right, I'm going to play One Less Bell from Mark Harper's The Mark Harper Project.
Thank you.
Harper guitarist, yeah. Mark Harper, from his Mark Harper project. That is his debut project, and that was One Less Bell. I love the CD. It is a good CD. I really enjoyed the CD.
It's very good. And I was about to say the same thing. So it's a very good CD, because I remember when I first got it, the first thing I thought was, Lord, thank you, it's not a saxophone player. Because there's so many saxophone players now, when you hear something else, you just like, woo, thank you, that he plays guitar or the keyboard or something. But this was, I mean, very, very, very nice. Love the CD.
Yes. It's the only order on the top 10 list that Mike and I agree on. Mark Harper, number 5. Okay. All right. My number 4 pick is 17-year-old saxophonist Vincent Ngala. Love him. Number 4 for his North End Soul project. That is his debut CD. So that was my number 4 pick.
That's kind of high. My number 4 pick is the man from Switzerland, Jonathan Fritzen. Jonathan Fritzen's Diamonds is a killer CD. Killer CD. Love him. The dude is hot fire. He is Swiss fire, okay? That's what he is. He's Swiss fire. Jonathan is like that, yes. So Jonathan Fritzen, number 4.
All right. Now, why is it that you think that Vincent Ngala is high on my list?
I mean, I like Vincent, you know, I like Vincent's music. Vincent has a very nice CD, but, I mean, there's a lot of fire on these picks that we have, and I'm like, whoa, Vincent, you know, I got him. If it was the top 20, he would be like 11 or 12 on my list anyway, but, you know, because he's okay. One of my honorable mentions. But the top 4, whoa, that's kind of high. Wow, yeah.
No, I think he deserves that. I think he deserves top in number 4. He's very talented. You know, I enjoy him, and you know, I love the young artists. And he's 17, and I love the young artists coming up now and trying to break into the business. So,
the generation.
Yeah, number 4 for me is perfect. Yeah, the new generation is perfect. So now, do you want to hear one of Jonathan's songs?
Jonathan Fritzen's? Yeah, I love some Jonathan Fritzen. Yes, let's get into some JF, some Jonathan Fritzen. Yes.
All right, this is Feeling the Groove from his Diamond CD.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Jonathan Fritzen. You know, we have been with Jonathan since his debut CD, Lovebirds. And after that, his other CD before Diamonds is VIP, and you can hear the growth in him with each CD. And on top of that, he got the opportunity to come to the States to perform this year. So
he'll be back.
So happy that we. Yes, yes. I'm so happy for him and that we have the opportunity to speak with him. So that was Jonathan Fritzen from his Diamond CD with Feeling the Groove.
Yes.
All right, Mike, number three.
He's fire. He's fire. Mm-hmm. Jonathan is fire. So you got to definitely check Jonathan out if you've never heard of him. Please do. That guy's fire.
Okay.
My number three pick is Mike Phillips MP3. Mike is Mike Philly, you know, Hidden Beach. This CD is straight fire. I mean, he has a lot of artists on here making special guest appearances, but Mike Philly does it again with MP3.
All right. My number three was Jonathan Fritzen's Diamonds. All right. My number two, 6-7, Julian
Vaughn. 6-7? Woo, 6-7. Okay.
6-7. My number two, Julian Vaughn, The Purpose Project. Yes, that's my number two. All right, your number two?
My number two is a guy that no one's heard of. This guy's name is Brian Lanier. He used to be the former frontman for Spirit of Moment, and he went on his own. This cat is hot, hot, hot. I mean, this is his third CD. It's called Out of the Storm. He has two other CDs, one called The Journey. He released in 2004, and an inspirational CD. Oh, my God, this guy is straight fire. If you're in the D.C. area and you hear that Brian Lanier is playing somewhere, you have to see him. Right now, he's currently with Marcus Johnson. He's playing with Marcus Johnson tonight as we speak. Cheryl is actually at that show. So you can call her tonight and see. I mean, this guy is fire live. If anybody wants this guy's CD, call me up because you won't find no CD, baby. Brian is one of those guys that right now is going through what everybody's going through, you know, trying to break into the industry, and it's hard out here. And but the guy is fire, live. I'm sorry, I can't say enough. Just go to the music. Just go to the music, please.
From Brian Lanier's Eye of the Storm CD, this is Midnight Jam.
Thank you.
hot.
All right, there
fire.
You go, Brian Lanier.
Hot. That is hot right there. That's how you start a party, okay?
All right, now, that was from his Eye of the Storm CD, and that was Midnight Jam.
Yep,
all right, as I said, my number two was 6'7", Julian Vaughn.
Mm.
All right, Mike, your number one.
Okay, everybody, like I said, my number one on the indie side. And I got to say, this young man came out, I called this guy the week after the CD came out. And I'm like, dude, you are on fire. You know, he was like, hey, how you doing? Julian Vaughn, 6'7". Julian Vaughn is my number one CD of 2010. And this young cat is off the hook. Like I said, another phenomenal bass player. Look, this CD is fire. I mean, the boy is bad. The boy is bad.
Yes, I totally agree. Totally agree. The Purpose Project is the name of the CD. Check that one out. My number one pick is Mike's number 10 pick.
Ooh,
my number one pick is 17-year-old Nicholas Cole.
Wow.
This young man, to me, the name of his CD is A Journey of One. It is his debut project. And let me tell you, when you hear his music, it's way beyond his 17 years of age. It's very well produced. Marcus Anderson calls him an old man. He is an old soul for sure. I absolutely love Nicholas CD. I love him. I love his music. A Journey of One is the name of the CD. That is my number one pick for 2010, Nicholas Cole's A Journey of One. And I'm going to play the title track now.
Thank you.
17 years old, Nicholas Cole. The name of the CD is A Journey of One. It is so good. So good.
Wow.
That was my number one pick for 2010. All right. So now, Mike, you want to go through the honorable mentions?
Let's go through the honorable mentions. On my indie side, I picked Ollie Silk. I love that CD. You know, it was hard leaving that one out of my top 10, but Ollie Silk CD is very nice. Robbie Taylor, who was in your top 10, Can I Blow For You? That's a very nice CD as well. You guys have to check that out. And Michael J. Thomas, with City Beat and everything. That's
City Beat, yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, it's a very nice CD. Love it, you know. But so those CDs are in my indie version of the honorable mention. The majors, I have Jarrett, Manhattan Nights. I love the CD, and you know, it's very nicely done, very, very nicely done. Mindy Abair, her CD is very nice. High Five Stereo. I love the song she has with Layla Hathaway. Love it, love it. And like I said, and George Duke. Like I said, you know, George Duke. George Duke is George Duke, so hey, you know. But those are the ones that I left out, and those are my honorable mentions.
Okay, my honorable mentions are Marcus Johnson, This Is How I Rock, Mike Phillips, MP3, Jarrett, Manhattan Nights, Bob Baldwin, Never Can Say Goodbye, a tribute to Michael Jackson, and George Duke's Deja Vu.
Yeah.
So those are our top 10 for 2010. Very interesting order. Mike and I, you know, chose some of the same artists, but just put them in different orders. So hope you guys enjoyed that. And, you know, this was not easy. This was not easy for us because we kept going back and forth with the artists and with placement and all of that. So it was not an easy decision.
And some artists we had that we thought that actually came out in 2010, but they were 2009. You know, artists like Impromptu. I gotta give a shout out to Naturally 7. I said Naturally 7. Yes, they are a great group of guys. They're hot, but I don't know if they have some songs. But is their CD even out yet? I don't know. But we had them on the show as well. So Naturally 7 is a great group too. Some guys like Nate Hurston, he doesn't have a CD out yet, but we've interviewed him. He would have probably made it. And Phil Denny, he has just like 3 or 4 tracks done. He's not ready yet, you know, but they would have probably made the top 10 on my list.
Right, right. All right, well, that is our top 10. Now, I have an announcement to make, and I was going to wait to make this announcement.
I love announcements. I love it.
Mike is like, please tell them. So I will tell you. Some of you know that I host a 2-hour jazz music show on a Houston-based website, WINR, on Friday night. Well, I will be hosting that same show on a here in Las Vegas at a radio station called KLAV on the AM side, and actually it's going to be streaming on the Internet. So the name of the website is VegasAllNetRadio.com. This show will air Friday, January 7th at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. So I'm very excited to be doing this and build up a local audience and introduce Vegas to
worldwide.
Right, but I will also be getting some local listeners here in Las Vegas. So I'm excited about that and, you know, to be able to introduce them to artists like Nicholas Cole and Vincent Ngala, Mark Harper, and bring all those artists in and introduce them to Las Vegas. So it will be live. There is no chat room, but it will be live. There will be a phone number where people can call in. And so I'm very excited to do this show. It is the Jazz Queen show. It's only for an hour. But I will be mixing it up with the absolute best in smooth jazz with a sprinkling of smooth R&B, all chosen and played for your listening pleasure.
All right. All right. I love it. I love it. That's right. 2011 is going to be some, hey, like I said, time for change. And like I said, it's coming. So I'm very proud. I'm very excited. Like I said, that's going to be hot. I said that, you're going to be on air on a radio station that has a live stream. So. That's going to be
right. So I invite the artists out there to send me your music, send me your MP3s. If you would like to get aired on VegasAllNetRadio.com, it is my show. I can play whatever I want. I am not tied down to a corporate playlist. So I will be, you know, I will be putting the music out there for the people to hear. So definitely, you know, send me your music, TalkingSmoothJazz@Yahoo.com. In the last 3.5 years, I have plenty of music to introduce Vegas to, but I still want to have your music to play as well and introduce you to Vegas listeners. So, you know, so definitely send me your music, TalkingSmoothJazz@Yahoo.com.
All right.
All right. All right. Thank you, Miss Anita. Thank you. All right. Well, that is the show, and that is our top 10. I am going to close with Vincent N'Dala because I want to play a song from his debut CD, North End Soul.
We don't get no Julian Vaughn. How many minutes we got left? We don't get no Julian Vaughn?
We have 5 minutes left.
We got five.
We won't get two songs. No, not in 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
We are not on this weekend because of the New Year weekend. I want to wish everyone a happy and safe New Year's Eve.
Hold on. I got to interrupt you again. Yes, I interrupt
you again. You interrupted me.
Oh, hold on. I got to interrupt you again. I got to do this because you've already played this in the gala already, right?
I have not.
Vincent was, yes, you have. Vincent was number four on your list. He was number 4 on your list. You already played Vincent.
Mike, I didn't play Vincent.
Are you sure you didn't play Vincent? It wasn't Vincent and Gal you didn't play? Okay, all right. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe you didn't. Okay,
let me check. Let me check. No,
did you not play Vincent? No? Yes?
Look, we got 4 minutes left. Let me
go. Okay, we'll play
with
Vincent and Gal. Okay, sorry. Maybe,
thank you very much. We are not on this weekend. We will be back on Monday, January 3rd, with drummer Eric Valentine. That's a 7 p.m. Pacific show. So everyone have a happy and safe New Year's Eve, and a happy New Year to you as well. I'm not going to ask you if you have anything else to add, Mike, because I don't
know.
I'm done. Okay, you good? Okay. You've been listening to the Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again. Until next time, keep it smooth. Happy holidays. Happy New Year's. From Vincent N'Dala's North End Soul, this is Free to Groove.